Save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I save somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. AdvanceAutoParts.com is an online parts palace. Stocked with so many quality parts and detailed product info, you'll want to leap through your screen. For safety's sake, just stick to clicking, man. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and save 15% off replacement parts. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert says car makers are hoping their very expensive Super Bowl ads will drive you to the dealership.
Broderick.
Fonda's not saying what Broderick is paying Matthew Broderick to reprise Ferris Bueller or Jerry Seinfeld to covet the Acura NSX. University of Detroit Mercy marketing professor Mike Bernacki says the goal now is get attention for your ad on YouTube before the big game.
With the use of social media, the idea of getting as much buzz as you can 2 weeks before.
Nearly a dozen car companies are running Super Bowl ads this year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
An unusual standoff at a McDonald's in Hope Mills, North Carolina. Employees refused to serve 37-year-old Evangeline Luca because they say she broke into the line at the drive-thru. After 20 minutes of arguing, police came and say she still refused to budge, so they used a stun gun on her. She could now face trespassing charges. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Emergency, this is Judy.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Okay, I have you on Kel Lane and Nell. I'm going to get the 911 centers on the line.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
You want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
I just had an accident. It was a bad hit.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
OnStar is built into most new Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac models. And now, you can even add it to your car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for FMV retailers, availability, system limitations, and details.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back on this Northern Nevada Saturday. It's beautiful out there. And we've talked about a lot of things this last hour. And I want to introduce my new guest, I'm kind of stuttering around because I have to tell you, Boone. His name is Boone Cutler. He's an author of a book called Voodoo in Satter City. And Boone is a warfighter. And I have to be honest with you. Being a woman, I met him at a taping for his show. It's called Tipping Point.
Yes, ma'am.
And you were so very interesting, so intense about things that have gone on in the Iraqi war and Afghanistan and all of the knowledge that you have of how the military works and what it's like and to be over there in Iraq and you were injured and you spent 2 years.
2 years at Walter Reed, yeah.
Recovering. Yeah. Was it an explosion? I know you were the Army. I want to say that. You were in the Army.
Right. I was in the Army. I was stationed in an area in Iraq called Sadr City. Sadr City, Iraq. That's where we're fighting mainly the Mahdi militia. Muqtada al-Sadr is the leader of that group. And I was in a mortar explosion about 3 months after I got there, and then 3-4 months, and then I medevaced out just a couple weeks before we came home.
How old were you, Boone, when you went in the service, when you went in the Army?
Originally, I was 18. I had just turned 18. I went down to see my recruiter the day after the Panama invasion back in 1989. I ended up leaving early 1990, and then I did a four-year tour of duty, got out, went back in, got out, went back in, and then after 9/11, I just couldn't stand by knowing that the most I could do, and this is what I say to everybody, you know, if the most you can do to protect your family is lock your doors at night, then that's your obligation. That's what you should do. But I had specific training that I knew the most that I could do to protect my family was to man up and go to war.
To fight for the country.
Fight for everything here.
God, that's so severe though, Boone.
Well, severe is what it takes. I mean, war is a severe business, so it's got to take severe people to do it.
And I love what you're doing since you've come back, helping other war fighters, as you call it, and your show Tipping Point. I know there's a lot of suicides from military that come back here.
The issue with suicide right now, the VA reports that we are losing approximately 18 warfighters a day to suicide, but that's only 9 states reporting. So that could easily be 4 times higher. And that's every single day. One warfighter kills himself every 80 minutes in America, and it's virtually unreported. But if the H1N1 virus was killing 18 people a day, everybody would know about it. There'd be national outrage.
Boy, is that a good set?
Well, there is national outrage.
Right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to take this even further. A few months ago, we had grapefruit that was killing people, and everybody in America
knew
about it.
Yeah,
you know?
We did.
But you know, warfighters. Here's the other thing: if we were losing 18 warfighters a day in combat, there would be a national revolt.
Yes. Well, they'd be picketing.
In 2010, we had over 140,000 warfighters spend at least one night in a homeless shelter under the age of 30. So these are warfighters from the current war. 140,000 under the age of 30 spent at least one night in a homeless shelter.
Why is that, Boone? Why is that? When they come back, it's been so severe over there and life is so different. I mean, is it mental? Is it mental? What is it?
Well, it's.
I mean, it's not that the country doesn't care about them. Of course we do.
Well, the country can care all they want, but it comes down to what is going to be done, because when the warfighter comes home, we are vastly changed. We are vastly different. We are vastly superior in so many ways, but we get pigeonholed, especially with what we have concerning the Veterans Administration. Well, I mean, I'm trying to get a bill passed right now, or at least get it sponsored in the House, where warfighters will have protection. Right now, we have certain protections. It's called the Soldiers and Sailors Act, Soldier Sailors Relief Act, that if we're in country, our vehicles can't be repossessed, our homes can't be repossessed. There's things in place to stop creditors from coming after us should something be happening with
our
families.
And that was happening. I remember hearing about all the mortgages.
Oh, it was happening. It was huge. But see, what happens once you get off active duty and you get into the veteran community and you're dealing with the Veterans Administration, I cannot tell you how many administrative errors are happening within the administrative errors, but it's huge. We've got guys, you know, having their pay garnished, and then they can't pay their mortgages, they can't pay for their cars. They're in food banks. And it's because of how the Veterans Administration administrator, right here in Reno, the Northern Nevada Reno Veterans Administration, and we're talking about the admin. We're not talking about the hospital itself, because that's a whole other story, how the hospitals themselves are hell-bent to get away from, are hell-bent to stay in a convalescent care mentality. If you walk into any VA hospital and you ask anybody, where's the pharmacy? They can all tell you where the pharmacy is. But if you say, okay, where's the gym where we have rehabilitation here? Nobody knows where it is.
Not going on.
It's not happening. And you're taking guys you're taking warfighters who are basically amateur athletes, the most rehabable human being on the planet, and we're not rehabbing them. Instead, we throw them on the dope. We keep them on the dope. Mm-hmm. They gain weight. They get stupefied. Their injuries become amplified 1,000 times. And then how do you function?
And I hear that the numbers for the homeless military is astronomical.
It's astronomical. And I have to say again and again and again, we come home with certain health concerns, and the VA is deficient. We have not just the hospital side, and there's a lot of great doctors that are trying to do their best, but they're getting screwed more than anybody else because the vessel is simply not large enough for the amount of people they're going through.
Takes them forever to get their money. On and on and on.
Right, and the money side of it, you know, I had an issue 6 months. I was getting my pay was reduced, and it, you know, here's the problem. Our VA.
Well, there's a lot of problems.
This local one here is down by 8 people. They need to hire 8 people. Mm-hmm. They have 8 less people working there today than they did a year ago. But they're in a hiring freeze. So everything gets backlogged.
Yeah.
So when the federal government says we're doing everything to help our warfighters, we're doing everything to help our warfighters, well, how about just let the VA hire their people so they can do their job? I don't think that's very difficult. Or start outsourcing it. All these things can be done At the snap of a finger.
Well, now, what are you doing now? I know you've got your show Tipping Point, and you have your website. Tell them your website right now, just in case there's a warfighter out there that says,
right.
Hey, Boone.
Go to BooneColor.com or just find me, Tipping Point Boone Color, on Facebook, and I talk to a lot of warfighters every day.
You know, there's so much that I could talk to you about. We don't have enough time to talk to, and me to ask all the questions I'd like to ask you
about. I just
want to
bring one thing to your listeners' attention. We're calling it the 200K Clash, and that is within the next 2 years, we have 200,000 warfighters going to be on the street. That means on the street, out of the military, no war to redeploy to, to deal with their PTSD, because a lot of guys redeploy to war because that's... PTSD is not PTSD when you're in war. It's just the way you live.
Yeah, it's how
PTSD
you stay on your toes.
Here.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to fall into a deficient VA system with no jobs. And what you have in that scenario is a social clash of biblical proportion. You know, these things with this guy Barnes that was in Washington that shot police officers, we have at least two killings every week between warfighters and law enforcement officers, and much of the time, the factors concerning this type of stuff is that social clash. The assistance is not there when we come home, and I say every warfighter needs two things to survive. That's a battle buddy and a mission.
And you know what I'm thinking?
Tell me.
I'm thinking that they have to be, there has to be a place for them to kind of, what do they call it, when you come up from the sea and you're... You know, you have to get
decompress.
Yes, there has to be a place
to
decompress. I can't even imagine. I sit here, Netflix, I watch my TV, I eat my dinner, you know, I can't even imagine going over there and fighting for my life and my country.
Well, I'll
every
take it one step
day.
Further. You go from a highly kinetic environment like combat, and then you go into a hospital like I did for 2 years, where you have high extremes to absolutely zero. You live in a chemical prison.
And a lot of drugs, yeah.
A lot of dope. And then you end up back on the street into the civilian world, and you don't
thrown
know if you're
back there
or going.
To do what? Yeah, I know it.
So we got to link up with each other. This really primarily is a warfighter issue. We need to take care of each other. If you're out there listening right now, you need to reach out to your battle buddies you run country with because they're waiting to hear from you.
Absolutely. We got one of your buddies on the phone right now.
That's right. Corey Smith, one of my buddies.
Hey there, Corey.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
And now, how do you know this Boone guy? Tell me how you know this Boone.
I know this Boone guy. Basically, just got connected with him through Gallant Few during this whole Run Ranger Run business I've been doing.
Yeah, he says you're what? You're going to run 600 miles, almost 600 miles?
Well, yeah, 565. Right now, I'm about 510 miles into it.
You're kidding.
Well, the running part, I had to switch over to the bicycle because I had some stress fractures in my foot about 280 miles in. I had stress fractures the whole time. I just didn't realize that that's what they were. And because I started favoring those, it started hurting other parts of my body, like my my knee.
So, Corey, what are you torturing yourself for? What's the cause?
Well, basically, I'm just doing this run in order to raise awareness about what it's like to be a veteran, you know, be a warfighter in transition because... you know, not a lot of people know about that. I'm really basically just trying to hit two target audiences. One, the public who doesn't really have the information out there about veteran suicides and also the struggles that veterans go through in transition. And then I'm also trying to reach out to veterans that are in transition or going to be in transition and trying to inspire them, trying to show them that, you know, that this it is a difficult journey, but, you know, if you keep on pushing forward, you can eventually make it to wherever that destination may be.
But what can they do? Tell me what they can do to make it to that new destination.
Well, what they can do, nonprofit organization I'm working out with is Gallant Few, and they can reach out to Gallant Few, you know, anytime that they feel is necessary. And basically, reaching out to Gallant Few will set you up with veterans who already have successfully transitioned, and it will.
Show encouragement.
Well, yeah, it's Boone here. I'm on the line too, brother. What Corey and I are doing, and we spent a lot of time at the Super Bowl. We were just there 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. We were doing some halftime event, pregame show stuff, and Corey came running, and the crowd was very, very pumped. It was very intense. It's a very emotional moment. A lot of warfighters there, past, present, future, that were really keyed into what Corey's message is. And his message, you know, we're promoting Gallant Few. That's my signature charity. And Gallant Few is, if you guys know, Big Brother's Big Sister type of concept.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Carl Monger, the president and founder of Gallant Few, is doing. He's taking warfighters who have successfully made the transition, who know the bumps, who know the road, who knows everything about it, and links them up with the warfighter currently making the transition, so they're not walking around blind going through this stuff.
And the thing that you and Corey Smith are doing is bringing awareness to this and directing warfighters to a place where they can go to get the help they need.
Where they can go to find a mission and a battle buddy, because every warfighter needs two things, a battle buddy and a mission.
Absolutely. Gosh. Stupendous, Corey Smith. I think it's awesome what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and take care of yourself, though, huh?
Oh, I will. I'll try. I mean, it's...
Where are you going to end up? Where are you headed?
Monument Circle in downtown Indianapolis, and I'm going to arrive there on February 8th.
Yes, you are, bro.
Hey, that's my birthday. Yeah.
Well, on your birthday, JP, where'd you come from? Tell them where you came from, Corey, how far you've come. Where'd you start?
I actually started in Columbus, Georgia, back on January 3rd, and since then, you know, I mean... Right, like I said, I've been 510 miles in, and I just got
510 miles in 30 days.
Unbelievable. Boy, I bet you're lean.
Yeah. Actually, I hear that too much.
I bet you
like,
do.
Oh, you're too skinny, but, you know, whatever. You're
lean, mean, fighting machine. That's cool.
Right. And when you get home, you'll take some comfort. Corey, thank you so much for calling in today. We appreciate everything you're doing.
Thanks for having me on here.
All the way, brother.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Out here.
Wow, amazing, huh?
It's just great. I mean, the guy's got a spirit that really emboldens a lot of other warfighters, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to show out there that, you know, Corey and I, we're battle buddies. We lean on each other. We get tough times. It's not all pretty stuff, and we have very, very difficult conversations with each other about the transition. You know, we discuss sleep issues. We discuss, you know, family discord issues. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
Well, it helps. Support is everything.
Support is everything. And every warfighter out there seems to think they're the only person going through it. But if you pop that bubble, you're going to realize that all your battle buddies are going through the same thing.
It's always that true. Give us your website again.
Just check me out at BooneCutler.com or go on Facebook. Find me at Boone Cutler, or I would prefer you go to Tipping Point with Boone Cutler, and that's the promotion page.
Thank you so much, Boone. I appreciate you coming in. I'll have you back again. There's so much to talk about.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll be back. Don't go away. We've got Christine Hiltz coming in to serenade us right here on Broadview.
The Buzz.
Congratulations, you made it through 2011. Now on to a bigger, brighter year. And this year, making some time for yourself is on the top of the list. Hi, it's Regina from RenewMD. If you've made a New Year's resolution to take better care of yourself, this is the time to start. Take care of those spots, wrinkles, and spider veins with advanced skincare treatments. Then melt off the stress with our sauna and massage. It's free with qualifying skincare packages. Under board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. James Murphy, we offer non-invasive, result-driven services to have you looking and feeling your best. We're going all out to help check off your New Year's resolution. We have non-invasive medical makeovers $200 off, but only for the first 15 to purchase. Also, Dermasound will hydrate dry skin and have you looking refreshed for only $79 this month. That's $100 off. So if taking care of yourself is on your New Year's list, call us today for a free consultation at 852-4500. That's 852-4500. We're RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Boy, was that intense, Boone Cutler?
Oh, I like him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's intense, yeah.
Young man.
He's got a cause, and you can't...
And it's an important cause.
Yeah.
You know, I've always thought we've had a lot of conversations about what the government should do, what they shouldn't do, what they should be involved in, what they shouldn't be involved in. The veterans is something they should be involved in. I mean, they go over there. I mean, that's just unbelievable what they go through and the life that they live. However temporary it is, it's got to be just grueling. I mean, I know men like it. Men like war, don't they?
I don't think anybody likes war.
Yeah, wow.
You'll hear that more often from soldiers than you will from civilians.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Yeah.
You're not kidding me. All right. We're going to have him back on, though. And check out his book, Voodoo in Satter City. Boone Cutler. You'll hear more from him. He has that post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah, which is affecting so many of them coming home.
I have that.
Just think now that they're all
coming home. Every Saturday.